Yes, we are, Madam Mayor.
I'd like to call this regular sketch of meeting of the Curry City Town Council in order. And we have a special guest tonight. And Belita is, she's been praying for me for a long time, hasn't she?
Yes, sir.
And with that, this young lady's going to do our invitation. Bow your heads, please.
Let us pray. Eternal and wise God, we thank you for this opportunity to come together as a town for the purpose of government. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to live in such a beautiful community as Curry Beach. Lord, we ask that you would bless this meeting. Bless our town leaders, Father. Give them a clear vision for our beach community, Lord. Help them to work together for the good of all people. Father, we ask a special blessing on each and every family in this town, in this state, and in this nation. And finally, Father, we pray for our military families and all of our servicemen and women who so valiantly fight for the safety of our country. These things we ask in your name, and this is the prayer of your servant for this great town. Let us all say, Amen.
Thank you. Y'all stand, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, we have any recognition of awards tonight?
No, sir.
Next, we have a consent agenda. I assume everybody's read their package. Before we vote on it, I would like to have just a second for this discussion after Emily takes her phone call.
I thought I had turned this off. Sorry, guys.
It happens to all of us. I turned mine off one day to turn it off.
She took care of that.
Can't say that. I haven't done one up.
It still works.
Yeah, it still works.
Hey, sir.
And you didn't throw out the window?
No, not always. Item 3, renewal of recycling contract with Waste Management for residential recycling. And now I would like to include a caveat, and Barry probably needs your help on this, of the educational part. Because in the renewal contract, I mentioned, Nancy, you said it's in the original contract.
Would you like me to read what's in the original contract?
Well, regardless of what's in the original contract, they're not doing what they said they were going to do.
Well, they haven't in the past.
So, just bringing that to council's attention. And, if your committee would like to make some suggestions, I'd like to get them. And item number 5, approval of EC3 Master Services Agreement. And Nancy, this is just to enlighten the town that they will be charging more in the event that, well, what is it now? This is not a new contract,
right?
Because we've had some problems with them in the past. And Nancy was not with us when their contract was initiated. So it's my understanding from Madam Clerk, who tells me most of the time what I'm thinking, that she is going to go outside and check for some more carriers for this before she would go into another contract agreement. So with that said, any other questions?
This is the same internet provider that we've had here, and we've been having a lot of trouble with.
Yeah,
okay.
So
are
we approving?
Now, I know if you read it, it was my understanding that they are going to start charging some different rates for what was it now, Nancy?
They're just tying their rates to the CPI index. This is just a standard format. Our contract with them is up in September. This doesn't impact our contract right now or our current rates with them.
But they let us know they're going to raise it to the news. Anyway, FYI only. Do we have a...
Excuse me, Mayor.
I'm sorry.
Back to the recycling things. I know everybody read it, but I want to remind you that one of the paragraphs says we're no longer putting any recycling containers out at the Waco because of the pollution of it. They're never able to be used. So
that was a question I asked.
Yeah, they were Yes. Jim, I don't know if you can explain it any better. They were never used for what they were put there.
No, no.
They were contaminated.
People would try to, and then somebody, diaper, garbage, whatever, would go in and ruin them.
And all it takes is one of those, and the whole thing has to go to the recycling. No.
Okay, no, with that said, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
There was a question. No, that's fine.
But do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Consent agenda is approved. Do we have any changes or additions to the regular agenda? Jim, you wanted to, I think you had a discussion about the...
On the jetty removal, just
So you put the word like put that?
Under the last...
Under new business item number two?
Yeah.
Jetty.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Discussion on the contract and the changes for the removal of the Dow Chemical plant, original Dow Chemical plant in Love Pike.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The agenda is approved. With that being said, we have a special guest with us tonight, Mr. Jim McDaniel, Johanna County Parks Recreation Guard and Senior Resources Man, who, according to the five county commissioners, is underused. And it's going to be a great asset to the town of Three Beach. And I don't, Jim, you were on council when we first approached the county, and they were nice enough to give us a $500,000 check for the park. And at that meeting, they said that they would help with the upkeep and education of the park. And talking with the county commissioners and the county manager, he got us in touch with Jim. And Jim has seen it all, done it all. He's got the t-shirt dealing with the public park. So with that said, Jim, thank you.
Mayor, thank you. Mayor Pro Tem, council members, commissioners. Thank you for having me here this evening. My name is Jim McDaniel. I'm director of Parks, Gardens, and Senior Resources from Manor County. Within the county, we service 1,300 acres of county parks. My staff is approximately 68. That includes the senior resource staff, as well as Airlie Gardens and the park system. Within our park system, we have several meeting spaces. We have the Executive Development Center, which is new to us. We opened that up just last year. That is a facility which we rent on a weekly and even a daily basis to group business and individuals who seek meeting spaces or places they can gather. We also have our Riverside facility, which is a 75-person facility. We have various outdoor venues, as well as we have the property Early Gardens, which we have many weddings and events on that facility, including popular events like the concert series, Oyster Roast, and also a holiday light show. With that, I was asked to meet with the mayor and discuss how we can assist you, Kerry Beach, in your efforts to have your events center. Just a little bit about my background. I originally was trained in public garden management. From there, the county merged the park system. I was director of Early Gardens. Now I have the entire park system and the senior resource center. I do have a background in recreation. Part of my career I spent at Callaway Gardens down in Pine Mountain, Georgia. Callaway Gardens is a 13,000-acre recreational facility with a public garden with five championship golf courses, 800-room capacity, and we had quite an array of recreational activities that you could do. 12 miles of bike trails. We had 20 miles of hiking and walking trails throughout. Along with that, we had a cluster of event venues within that facility. So I have been doing events and rentals for a large number of my career. So I hope to be able to work with you and help you to get your center off on the right foot and help you maybe sidestep some of the pitfalls that I have experienced within my career and also here in New Hanover County. We provide you with all of our rental contracts and any pertinent information as it comes to rental agreements, wedding agreements, as well as working with our local ABC to acquire proper permits for alcohol consumption. So we are here to offer you whatever we can and support and help you along the way that you can have a very successful event venue and be the jewel that we know you will be down here at Cary Beach.
Well, it was my intention to pick your brain before, there's some talk about consolidation with the city and county parks, and I wanted first shot at you before y'all started working on that. And we had a meeting with Jim, Madam Clerk, and Debbie Krause and I, and it was at that meeting that Debbie started feeling the pains of his kidney stones, so he grunted some, but that was about the extent of it. But Jim has presented us with all the paperwork for any venue that we could possibly have in the parks, and he will be our fallback guy for any problems that arise. And you are working with how many interns now from UNCW?
Currently on staff, we have 3 interns with UNCW working with us. They are very successful. We have one in the gardens. We have one in recreation in our event venue, and we also have one in our public garden system doing memberships and ticketing and visitor services.
And you told me that some of the interns actually asked to come back and serve another tour of duty with you because it was a great fluff for their resumes when they leave you.
That is correct. We've had several interns that have returned, as well as 2 of my key staff came from an internship program. Matt Colligan, who is our environmental education manager, who leads over 7,000 New Hampshire County students in environmental education programs per year. Currently this week he's working on summer camps. Matt was an intern, did 2 internships with us, and we were so impressed by Matt, and we had the position open, and we hired him as a full-time employee.
And you have one department that deals specifically with New Hanover County Schools?
Yes.
So it's going to reinvent the wheel. There are several things that you went over, but Jim has presented Gabby with a portfolio of information pertaining to rentals, rental agreements, alcohol agreements. And Paula is here tonight with the Parks and Rec, and she doesn't, I don't know whether it's public, that Ken's getting ready to join Parks and Rec. But Gabby hated he couldn't be here to meet with you tonight, but he's still a little under the weather. He said that the kidney stones is the size of the basketball, so he's a little rough. Any questions for Jim?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Did you pay your interns?
No, our interns are non-compensated.
And the other question is, the merging of the county parks, now what all does that entail? This is something I had not heard before. Is this like the fire department and the water and, you know, the sewer, all that?
I prefer to use a good model on the
fire system. Oh, okay.
The fire system has had a very good transition. We hope to reach out to our beach communities as well as the city of Wilmington and look to share services. If you would like to use the word merge, I'm comfortable with that word.
I'm not.
But what we're hoping to do is be able to provide as many services as possible so that we have a seamless experience for all of our New Hanover County residents. That way, whatever park or whatever venue they go to, they are guaranteed to have the same level of enjoyment and play as fair balance. So we think that working together hand in hand with our communities, we can achieve that.
Could you elaborate on that? I'm not sure I understand what working with our communities hand in hand means specifically. What kind of services would you be providing to us if we were to work hand in hand? Would you take over the management of the park for us?
Right now, what we're hoping to do is work with each community and work at a level that they're comfortable with. I know that our county manager, Bruce Schell, has been in discussions with the city of Wilmington about a functional consolidation of the city of Wilmington and New Hanover County parks. Our proximity really warrants it. With the other communities, We're hoping to, for example, your community, provide services. And when I say services, we would come down and service your community. In other words, we bring staff in. As far as control of your system, it is your system. And we would be answering to the communities when we would come in and provide whatever resources we can for those communities. At this point in time, we have not discussed any cost share on that. The county manager is looking at ways that we can do it fair and equitable throughout the different communities. And I have not had any discussions as far as cost share on that. We're just seeing how we can take the tax base that we have and utilize it for our other communities.
Do you have another question?
Yes, sir. I'm still a little queasy on this merging. Now, we've seen what I've just seen in the paper what they're experiencing, what they have said, and it hasn't all been favorable. Some of it has, most certainly. But I would be very reluctant to turn over any of our parks and recreation that our citizens have spent so much money and their time and effort in to the county. I am not sure that I would think that would be fair and dinkum in any way.
Well, Barry, if I can...
Maybe I'm wrong in my assessment, I'm not sure.
I was asked by the county, Bruce Shell, the county would be interested, and I thought that I didn't think that we'd be interested in turning over the park to the county, but we certainly would be interested with working with Jim to work out all of the problems that we foresee. And the best thing about Jim working with him, if we have any event coming to the county, and we can let them use our facility, particularly as a revenue source for the overflow, that's what I'm more concerned about.
Is Gabby planning on keeping up with it?
Yeah, Gabby is just flat on his back.
Well, may I ask a question on that? Because last month we were supposed to have an item on the agenda where Parks and Recreation would take over the management of the Oceanfront Park along with what they're already doing with Joe Eats Park. And you said that you did not want to do that. You were turning it over to Sunny. Now, if we haven't approved turning it over to Parks and Recreation, then it's really difficult for Gabby to be working on this.
Well, how it would work is Parks and Recreation would approach the council and ask for permission. We wouldn't tell them to take it over. They would approach council, and they are a volunteer group. It would be at their discretion when they want to take over. Now, the last meeting was canceled because Gabby was under the weather then, and that's the discussion that's going to take place then, so it's just going to have to be postponed until he gets back up to speed.
I thought he was doing pretty well last month, but when I talked to the Parks Committee, they said they weren't interested in taking it over unless we asked them to. So if we're not going to ask them to, they
have to. I don't remember that discussion. Do you, Paul?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, we talked here about it the whole meeting. I said I'd like to put it on the agenda to decide on a date when it could be transferred, and they said they wanted, and Gabby especially said they wanted that to come from us. That's getting a little confusing.
Yeah, I don't remember that part of it. I was there. Go ahead, Barry.
I wasn't there for any of the discussions.
Right.
But I think, like most of our committees, their permissions, they come to the council. Is that the way it's normally worked?
They come to us. Jim, we really appreciate you being here. Chuck, you have a question?
Yes. So far, what we've done is you're just furnishing us information. It's up to us what will be the next step.
We want to move along at your comfort level. This is not a hostile takeover. This is not something that's forced. What we want to do is just reach out, provide what we can provide to your comfort level now. What I'd like to see is let us help you with your effort with your facility, with your pavilion, your building, and at least let us provide what resources we can at this point. this is all to your comfort level. There is nothing that is being forced to move along. Our whole goal is just to how can we provide to all of the citizens of the county as best we can, but also support the communities.
You're concentrating on the park, our oceanfront park?
Yes. Yes, sir.
As a community, we provide free parking at all of our facilities. We provide more than any of the other beach communities, and we will be providing even more when we finish our oceanfront park. Now, I think that in itself would deserve some help from the county as far as, you know, what would be available for them to help us out.
And we are open to all discussions with that.
I would certainly like to see that discussion continue, but I'd like to see you expand it. I mean, other than the pavilion, we have the entire park available, but we also have another park with very good tennis courts that if you needed some additional ones for overflow, we have the only disc golf course, well, except for the one of the I'm really concerned about what kind of agreement you have on specifically what kind of support you're willing to give us right now and what that's going to cost us. For one thing, I understand interns. Are you going to let us have one of your interns? How many will you have this fall? And are you willing to let us have one of those? And you oversee the interns? This is what I've understood right from conversations.
With any intern discussion, if I may, this fall, currently, we are scheduled for one intern. That intern is dedicated. However, I do have a part-time person that we are using for events, that we would be willing to start the process of putting together what you would need to manage your facility. Looking at that, I think we could work out very easily with that. Then in spring, because right now, fall internships are a challenge for UNCW. Right.
We had one, but we lost it.
Right.
And her.
Yeah.
And
so
we
spring
have an option now.
Yeah, now is the time to talk spring about the interns.
Yes.
And our parks administration manager is actually on the board at UNCW in their Parks and Rec program.
Is that Tara?
Tara, yes, Tara Duffer.
Worked with her. Wonderful.
Yeah, she
wonderful.
Is outstanding, and she is the one that fosters our intern program. So I really think that's our first initiative to work together to see how we can fill this. And this will not happen overnight. This is one of those things that everyone has to have a comfort level with, and we want to move forward where everyone is. And sir, you are correct. You have some wonderful parks here. You have an incredible system and a nice community. Our goal is not to disturb them.
Thank you very much.
I just want to make it clear that it's not just the pavilion, and it's not just that park. We have two parks. We have a community center. We have four or five different committees that all relate to this, and a big part of it is getting those committees to work together, cooperate together, and do special event coordinating for all three of those venues. I wouldn't want you to have to come back and say, well, that's not what I understood we were going to do. Would you be putting together the intern application for the spring?
We won't do anything until Parks and Recreation comes up with a plan.
Yeah, but I want to know what he's willing to do.
Yes, if you approach us and ask us to do that, we'll help you with that. We'll give you any assistance at this time we can.
Okay, and the last thing that we were going to work on with UNCW and one of the management places with Jeff Nix up there was to do a study during this fall semester of what it would take for us to develop a recreation department, because we have absolutely no staff to work on this at all.
We have no money to pay staff either.
And it would be nice. I mean, you know, it's nice to say we'll give you all the forms and show you what you should do, but we don't have any money here to do it. And sooner or later, we will need a recreation department, even if it's just one person. But before that, we need to know what is that cost? What is the salaries? What are the job descriptions? What are, you know, all of that? And I need to either tell, you know, Nick to scrap that for the semester, because I understood you're willing to put all that together for us. Is that right?
And we would work with them on that project. I think that is actually
work with them
with Jeff and his program. That is a career building opportunity for
that's
youth
what I
that would have the ability to have departments that would shepherd it. And by shepherding, I mean looking over their shoulder, communicating back and forth with your communities, and understanding. That way, you have a model you can build upon as you grow.
So you would be working with Mr. Nicks to put that together, not any of us.
If that is your will, we will make that request. We will help you out with that. Yes, ma'am.
GM, you have a question?
I would suggest, since we had asked Gabby and Emily to look into the intern thing, that we continue to have them, with the help of the Parks Committee, to work together to bring us back.
That's exactly why Jim's here tonight. Like I said, I was liaison, and Paul, correct me if I'm wrong, in the last meeting was postponed because of Gabby's health. That's when he went to the hospital, and that was what they were going to discuss. And the outline for what they wanted through an intern was going to be discussed, so we'll just have to wait till next time. And then when they work through that, they'll bring it back to council, then we'll work with Jim. And Jim has done this. He's been there, like I said. He's not reinventing the wheel. He's seen the good, the bad, even to the point of having GPM the toilets flush. He's done it. So with that said, Jim, do we have any other questions? And Parks and Rec will be meeting to regular schedule time, and they're going to start on your schedule or your outline. So we really appreciate your help. And I really appreciate Bruce volunteering your help. But it is in the minutes when they gave us that $500,000 that we would have assistance from you, sir.
And you're here to help. Thanks.
I like Bruce.
Do we have anyone signed up to address council? Do we have anybody who wants to address council? Tony, you don't have anything to say?
Oh, I got plenty to say.
Oh, okay.
Not for the council.
Discussion and consideration. We better clear that with Debbie first. Discussion and consideration of committee business. I see none.
As long as nobody's speaking on committee business, I'd like to thank Public Works for the layout of the parking facility.
Has everybody on council been over there to Joey Sparks since they laid out the parking? Tommy did a fantastic job. It looks great. And
we're fortunate enough to pick the hottest day so far this year to do it.
His signs arrived today, and he'll be placing signs down toward the pier, identifying the new parking area. So that worked out great. Sonny, what Jim was referring to, almost had a heat stroke on us when he was at left laying in the house. But he's okay now.
That's okay.
He's the same as he'll ever be. So. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Arlen, do you have anything?
No.
John, do you have anything? John, the discussion you were having with your special inspector and the $20,000 thing, has Brian got back to you with research and some other costs?
We don't have an estimated cost yet, but we don't really know what it's going to cost us.
Well, how about addressing council, keeping us informed when you get us?
And if I get something pretty firm, I'll be let you know.
Appreciate it. Fire department, police, public works aren't here, so evidently don't have anything. Discussion and consideration of old business. Mr. Newman.
As far as the parks is see what the subject was. As far as the parks concerned, we had the groundbreaking Saturday, and everybody lived through that. And again, thanks to the administrative staff and the public works for setting that up for us. There's been ground clearing, and stakes have been put in the ground. And there was a request because of not keeping all of his crew members busy at the same time, there was a request that the contractor be allowed to start construction on the crossover. I talked to the engineer today, and it, unless council decrees otherwise, we had originally set up the crossover and the boardwalk to be the last thing constructed, basically because of the time of year. We wanted to do it when it would have the least impact on visitors and townspeople, which is the winter months. To allow him, this is my personal opinion, to allow him to start construction on the crossover now would mean that there would be equipment on the beach, and also, I have no idea, not having talked to the contractor, whether it would involve blocking Atlantic Avenue for anything. I would suggest that we keep to the original schedule. First off, we haven't gotten the okay from CAMA for our variance request yet, so personally I would like to see us get the whole project together.
Yes, Jay.
What brought up the change in the schedule?
The only thing that brought up the change in the schedule is he's got guys that are working for him, and what he had originally planned on doing isn't going to take all of them. So he had some guys that were free, and he was just basically looking for work for them.
He has some grunt work to do, and he didn't have anything for them to do at the time.
Well, I understand that, but it's a terrible inconvenience to our residents and our visitors.
Well, since we're still on personal opinions, I was approached by the contractor and Brian, and the contractor had relayed to Brian that he did not see anybody using that crossover. Well, today, it was used continually. And with what Jim said, with us applying for a variance to CRC, I wouldn't be comfortable with doing any work over there until John and Andy get through with that. So that's, now we're all personal opinions.
All right, and I haven't talked to John about it, but I talked to Brian about it today. And unless there's some other direction from council, we'll tell him to keep to the existing schedule.
Everybody agree to the man consensus?
Fine with me.
Jim, you're the ramrod, so there you go. All right.
Aren't you lucky?
You're welcome.
Next on the agenda was the intern for Parks and Recreation, and I was going to ask Mrs. Swearinger if she still was of the opinion that I had sabotaged the work she had done for the last 2 months with UNCW.
I thought you were the one that said you didn't want your dirty laundry aired in public.
I never said that. I didn't know I had dirty laundry.
You said
but
that
is,
Saturday
this
when
is
we were
public,
at the groundbreaking.
This is a public document that you sent out, Ms. Swearinger.
That's right. And I feel, you know, I hate to get Mr. McDaniel tied up in the middle of this because he obviously, you know, is doing a very good job for the county, and I'm sure he'll do an excellent job for us. But you need to know that Gabby and I had been working on this for 2 months before Gabby ever became ill. And for whatever reason, the application for the intern that we already had lined up with Tom Nix was never sent to UNCW. And oddly enough, while I was in New Orleans for a week, the meeting just happened to appear with you. And all of a sudden, everything that we have been working on all these weeks and was approved last month by the entire council got totally washed down the drain. We lost the intern that Tom had for us. Excellent young lady. Now she is going to work in Arizona. We don't have high quality interns left to choose from. That's why I was very concerned about who you were going to let us use. And since you are, I think that's wonderful, you know, especially at no cost. Hopefully this will work out well, but it's very, very frustrating when you work with UNCW, especially after several of your potential donors have said, we would like to see what you're doing on education with the school system and with the university. And we had some very good things worked out. Nix and Dr. Ritz and one of the other professors over there were extremely interested about having one of their classes, one of their management classes, put together a concept course. Doesn't mean we have to use it. Doesn't mean that we're going to start a recreation department this year or even next year, but we would have some guidelines to go by. We would know what the costs were that would be involved and what kind of people to seek, and how to collaborate with all of our committees here so that they're working together and never, ever at odds. They were very excited about doing that, and I was very excited about passing on to our donors that this was going to happen. And this is all spelled out. I think I sent you a copy of this in an email of what we were looking at. This was discussed with the Parks and Recreation Committee. Gabby was fully on board, and like I said, the council approved it last month to go out of town and come back and find out that all of that has been brushed away and we're doing something totally different now. We're not working directly with the university anymore. It's very discouraging and very disheartening.
Well, that's...
So, yes, I feel like...
Well, that's unfortunate, Ms. Swearingen, but as an appointed committee member, you weren't privy to the discussions we had with the county when they gave us $500,000.
As an appointed committee member.
You weren't part of this board when... Please don't interrupt me. I didn't interrupt you. Go by the rules. And it also says here that this could hurt the town and could hurt any chance we have of working with the university in the future. He works with the university. He has an internship. He's done this before. He has seen every case scenario that we might run up against. So why would you try to reinvent the wheel when he has graciously accepted our invitation to work with us? Parks and Recreation, the committee, has not approved hiring an intern. They're discussing it. Now, you came into town hall with a note, you gave it to the clerk, that we had hired an intern, he needed an office.
No, I didn't. I most certainly did not.
Would you like me to go get the note?
Yeah.
Okay, well, excuse me, we're in recess for 3 minutes.
Was that approved? I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, that you got stuck in the middle of this. Would have been nice if we could have had that meeting the week before or the week after I got that.
Pick them up today and get the Sunny and the parking.
Mrs. Swearingen, I'm a lot of things, but I'm not a liar. Here's the note that was handed to me.
That's
you want to read it?
Writing.
No. This is what she told me, you told her. And I don't think Nancy would make it up.
I said,
you are not
we
liaison.
We were to have an intern. Do we have some place this individual can work? I don't want to go out and talk to UNCW about hiring an intern and then find out they have nowhere to work, they have no computer to work with, nowhere to sit. So I simply asked her for information. I did not say we had hired an intern. And I didn't say
him. Let me read it.
That's not my note. That's not my note. I did that.
Emily, intern starting in August, 40-hour week, 3 months, need office and computer.
I said if.
As long as we follow the rules, I am the liaison of Parks and Recreation, and I will take care of these sort of
things. You went to Parks and Recreation with me. I have whole sheets of where we sat there and brainstormed.
You had all
over half an hour of everything that they wanted and you wanted.
You have whole sheets of asking information of Parks and Recreation, which you served on the Parks Committee for 2 years and didn't have a clue.
That was a different committee.
It was the same committee what the park was going to be used for.
That was his committee.
Could we take this outside?
No, we're going to discuss it right here. I'm going to finish reading this note. There will be no UNCW project to advise us on the development of the Recreation Department. This puts our large... Please don't interrupt me, Commissioner. This puts our large donation efforts in jeopardy. Now, would you explain to me how working with the county, who was gracious enough to give us $517,000, puts our large donation efforts in jeopardy?
I already mentioned that.
Explain it to me.
Every donor we have been to wants to know on educational efforts, what are we doing with the schools and what are we doing with the university? We're no longer, well, and this won't even be an intern. We are no longer working now with the university. You sat right there in the office down the hall, and I said, does this mean you want everything I've been working on with the professor at UNCW to call and tell him that we're not doing it, to forget it? And you said yes. That means we're no longer working with the university. You don't work for weeks and take Abby with you and ask them to help you out and put a written proposal together that the council had approved and turn around and say, oh, we're going to scrap that. We don't want to do any of this. I mean, they have to put their curriculums together. And we've been talking about this for such a long time, they already have talked about putting it in their curriculum. Now it's, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to work with you. You don't
you
do
have
that
cars,
to people. You
Mr.
don't
Attorney,
do that.
You have a card so far in front of the board. Parks and Rec does not come up with a recommendation to come to council yet.
Well,
but they're not in charge of the Oceanfront Park. You wouldn't even let them be in charge of it. So, of course, they don't have
to. Who would not let them be in charge of it?
You said because...
Point of order. As your parliamentarian, you have reached a point where it has become an argument as between the two of you should be taken up at a later time because you have left the subject. You're getting into other matters. So, let's...
Well, let's go back to the interns in the park then. And let me clear one point up. The 2 or 3 weeks that you worked at
Not
UNCW...
Not 2 or 3 weeks. It's been 2 months.
And Gabby, that you said was involved, took one meeting, and it took 2 hours.
He and I talked and worked together the whole time.
2 hours. But he is not on board with what, according to Gabby, you were playing. So there's where we're at.
Well, he should have said so. And to put all this blame on that...
I'd like to make a motion to go on with the next lecture.
Could
none.
What blame or what for the blame?
You're putting all this blame on Gabby.
Paula, have I ever put Jesus Christ? Where are you coming from? She's on the Parks and Recreation Committee.
If Gabby has not been on board for any of this,
has Gabby been on board with this?
You were not there. I wasn't there. And neither was he.
No, I was with Gabby at the discussion with the clerk, with Jim at Big Daddy's.
Afterwards. Yes, but afterwards.
No, I haven't made my point.
No,
I'll let you know when I've made my point. My point is, you are not liaison to Parks and Recreation. Parks and Recreation will come up with a suggestion to bring it back to council. So please do not take it upon yourself to run their department when I'm the liaison. That's my point.
Okay.
You understand? You completely understand?
Yes.
Thank
and the
you.
Next time you ask me to do something, don't turn around and change your mind.
Hell will freeze over before I ask you to do something.
I know.
Discussion and consideration of new business. Annual renewal membership in NC Beach and the gym. Do you want to handle this or do you want me to?
This is the group that we're putting all of our eggs in this group's basket to be the front people in the county and in the area to have beach renourishment and also possibly inlet dredging. And they, in the last couple of years, have not asked us for their regular dues, and because of the increased number of trips that they're going to have to take to Washington and also increased phone calls, they gone back to asking for dues. So this is not new dues. We've been lucky for the last couple of years, and they have asked us. So they're asking for $1,000 from each of the towns, except Wilmington, and $1,500 from Wilmington.
Mayor, just one second. There were six, I think, members of the NC Ballet at the breakfast meeting this morning when the retiring colonel from our area with the Army Corps of Engineers had a little coffee thing for the members who work with him, with the Army Corps of Engineers. And they've got their work cut out for them. And I think they've actually asked us for donation or dues in the past, but we didn't have it in the budget. But we're at the point now that this is money, I think, and this is another personal opinion, well spent. And they're well versed. Commissioner Catlin and the Army Corps of Engineer representative are working together hand in hand. And with our trip to Washington, it is against the law for the Army Corps of Engineers to take any in-kind contributions. They're working with our elected folks in Washington, the senators and House of Representative member McIntyre, to change that with working with the Army Corps so that the $30 million that the county was smart enough to start putting back years ago, in the event we have a shortfall, can be budgeted, can be used partially to get some beach renourishment. Now, not besmirching President Obama, he zeroed the budget for the Army Corps of Engineers next year. He was not the first president that did that. The first one was Clinton, and then both Bushes did the same thing. So they, you know, we're an easy target. Trying to explain to them, compared to the cost of FEMA coming in after storm without those frontal dunes, I think it's finally beginning to get through to them. So we got they've got a lot of work put out for them. I think this is, and Jim, chime in when you want to, I think this will be $1,000 well spent.
No, I would agree.
Yes, Barry.
I would agree too, but I was wanted to ask Arlen, where we can get this. I mean, I think we should go ahead and do that, but I mean, do we have the funds to do that?
I'll actually have to go and go back and look at our membership dues line item and see if there's going to be sufficient funds after this.
I thought, wasn't there some?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't there some permission?
Was that originally included?
There's enough, and I only put this on the agenda because in the past it's been a controversial subject as to whether you join this particular association.
Yeah, we just didn't approve the dues for the last, 2 years, Nancy?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But I agree with Jim. I think it'd be money well spent.
I agree.
So with that said, do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we renew membership in the North Carolina Beach and Inlet Waterway Association.
Do I second? Any discussion? All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Arlen. Make it happen. Thank you. Item number two was an added item that pertains to the, Jim said the jetty. It's actually the intake pipe, the render pipe for Dow Chemical. I was in Raleigh, talked to Tom Reeder. Interesting discussion. He said that we had access to $200,000 to remove the structure. Got back from Raleigh. He informed Nancy that the governor had put a cap. We had a proposal for $100,000. He said he called Nancy or emailed Nancy. Said that the governor had put a 50% cap on any of these grants. So that cut to 100 back to 50. Now at this time, Brian, with our engineering services, are renegotiating the work order or the proposal with the company that we had already discussed it with. And I've had some discussions, nothing's in black and white, with the Sea Watch Homeowners Association, and they're gonna have their regularly scheduled meeting, and we will have to do an in-kind contribution. And they are of the opinion that they may be able to help with the in-kind part. Now, this is not budgeted, so we're going to have to get some exact numbers together, come back to council, and see if we can actually afford to help. Yes, Barry.
This is a definite hazard to anybody that swims in that area. Surfers and just walking, and especially tourists that don't know that it's there. The people that know it there are aware of it. they stay away from it. But what sort of CAMA regulations or some hoops are we going to have to go through to get this done?
Well, John talked, and I have had discussions with a new colonel with the Army Corps, and they said they, John correct me if I'm wrong, they said that if they realized it was a problem, they would expedite anything we needed. And the reason I'm trying to keep this on the front burner is right now, there are two empty lots that could be an access point going over there to do this without having to come down the beach. So it would be advantageous to all concerns if we can use one of those empty lots. And there's not a, that berm in front of it would be easily repaired, wouldn't it, John?
Yes, sir. There's emergency vehicle access not too far away.
Well, they're going to have to bring in a 700 series track loader. And a 700 series, Barry, you probably remember, that would destroy that beach access. So if we can get it across that dune, it would be, I mean, the tracks on that thing are so huge, they'll be hanging over the access, probably 3 feet on each side.
No, it's a floater.
Yeah.
When I say a floater, it means it can work in the swamps, et cetera.
Yeah, but if we don't, in the past, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, when they used our beach accesses for beach re-nourishment, they destroyed one of them. But now John has got them with the CAMA regulations that he has a problem. They come up in sections now and can actually be stacked out of the way. But this one, the nearest one, is the one on Enum Avenue, John?
Enum
Avenue.
Right down the
street. That one would be hard to take up and put back. So hopefully if we can get this together and find out when they have their HOA meeting how much they can contribute toward this. The way I explain it to them, and this is just me as the mayor, and this is personal on my part, was that although it is a hazard, it is a hazard that is dead in front of their homeowners, and it would be hard for me as a taxpayer in Fury Beach to allocate monies for a specific, basically, neighborhood to remove a hazard that they knew was there when they bought. And if they could do an in-kind contribution, I think it would be a lot easier for all of us as well.
I agree.
All right, and with that said, I'll keep council informed. If anything comes across, I'll get Nancy to shoot an email out. My email's go somewhere. We'll let her find us.
Thank you, sir.
Anyway, they're going. All right.
No, it's just the next one.
Okay. And does anybody request a closed session? Do I have a motion to
adjourn? I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Sorry.